makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Ash, with Alan Reed as the Scully. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half hour's transcribed entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, tomorrow is going to be one of the biggest days of my life. I'm going to march you to my first big parade since I'm in America. I'm going to remember when I'm first to come here. Do you know how I'm like the parades of Mamma Mia? Well, I'm a see little one, got the 5 or 6 of people. So I'm a get behind the men with the big bass drum, has to go boom a boom. And I'm a marcher. Oh, it's a wonderful. Everybody's a calling me brother. People is a throw money at me. And when it's all over, I'm a find out I'm a member of the Salvation Army. Then a few months later, I'm going to see another parade about the tenement. They're not going to fire it. They're just marching up in the back in the front of a store. So I'm a marcher too. Here they also call me brother, but nobody's throw me pennies, and I'm going to find out I'm a, what do they call a picket. Then a few weeks later, I'm going to see in the street another parade. This is a much longer. So again, I'm going to get in the back in a march. Nobody is calling me brother. Nobody is throwing me the pennies. Nobody is even talking to me. When all of the people take out the handkerchief, so I'm going to take out my handkerchief. And then they started to cry. So I'm going to cry too. So now I'm going to cry louder than anybody else. Everybody is turning to me and say, must be poor Charlie's brother. But anyway, tomorrow is going to be real big parade for 4th of July. And I'm going to make no mistake to when I'm a marcher there. Because in my whole night school of class, they're going to march with me. But now, Mamma Mia, it's the time for me to go to school, and my teacher, Miss Spaulding, is going to tell us all about the parade. Oh, what a big day is it going to be. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
Let's come to attention. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Here, present, in attendance, and at your service.
Mr. Schultz?
Oh, I'm so sorry. For a minute, I thought I was a gas station attendant. Thank you, fellow boobers.
Mr. Schultz, can I please ask some quiet?
Sorry, all we got is mobile gas.
Mr. Schultz, what am I going to do with you?
Ooh, have I got a suggestion?
Mr. Schultz, please.
No use begging, Miss Spaulding. I'm already married.
I didn't mean let's get on with our history lesson.
Uh-huh, so you think I'm cute, huh? Come on, admit it, Miss Spaulding, huh?
I do not.
I got you close, son.
You have not. We will now discuss our history lesson. Now, everyone knows that Washington crossed the Schultz in a boat. I mean, Washington crossed the Potomac in a Schultz.
Careful, you're scraping my bonnet.
We will now get on with our history lesson. Now, class, if any of you knows the answer, raise your hand. Now, who can tell me 5 causes of the Revolutionary War?
I know, Miss Spaulding. Don't ask any further. I got the whole answer.
Oh, what a show-off.
Will somebody call up Washington and have him throw Olson across the platform?
Mr. Olson, I know you know all the answers, but I want to see if anyone else knows. Come now, class. Five causes of the Revolutionary War. Anybody? Well, how about four causes? All right, three. Two?
Miss Spalding, the war is over. What do you want to do, start up again?
Oh, please. Mr. Basso, do you know the answer?
No.
Mr. Howard?
I'm sorry, I don't carry a grudge.
Spalding, no one knows. That's my turn to give the answer.
There he goes. One good apple spoils the whole rotten barrel.
Please ignore him, Mr. Olson. Go on.
Five causes of the Revolutionary War. One, heavy taxes on the colony. Two, not enough representation in government. Three, foreign soldiers on American soil. Four, unfair legislation. And five, British capture of American ships.
Himmel, no wonder I hate English mustard.
That was very good, Mr. Olson. Mr. Basso, why is it you couldn't answer any of the questions?
Well, I was spoiling it to tell the truth. I was thinking of the bigger parade tomorrow and how happy I'm going to be tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I'm glad you reminded me. Class, I want you to remember this carefully. Now, we're all meeting at 12 o'clock on the morning of Michigan and 16th, right by the armory, where we'll join the parade.
I'm going to Hollywood. This is going to be a wonderful parade.
Yeah. I know a place on the way. A fella there's the most delicious hot dogs in the world. We're going to stop and buy from him, huh?
What more we have to buy hot dogs? My wife Esther should make a wonderful strudel. Be enough for all of us.
I think hot dog.
Oh, that was a good idea. All of it. Yeah, I will bring some smorgasbord and some Swedish wine for the strudel.
What's the matter with hot dogs?
Yeah, wait, but don't forget to me. I'm going to Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace and order some pizza.
So kill me. I like hot dogs.
Class, that sounds wonderful. Mr. Schultz, why do you insist on hot dogs?
Because I was the fellow who was going to be selling them. Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hey, Pasquale, I wonder if you should do me a favor. You gotta make me a lot of pizzola. I'm gonna feed a big crowd.
Luigi, my son, I could kiss you.
What's the fun? All I'm saying is I wanted you to make me a pizzola for the big crowd.
That's right. You taking my daughter Rosa on a picnic.
No, Pasquale, it's for a parade. And I'm going to with my night school class. How much money you want for five big orders of a pizza?
Money. Luigi, you think everything in life is money? There's just some things in life that money can't buy.
Like a what, Pasquale?
Like a love, marriage, good wife.
Pasquale, I'm not marrying you, daughter Rosa.
Please, Luigi, you marry her now, and I promise you I never ask you again.
No, Pasquale, she's too fat for me.
Luigi, be a good businessman. When you marry a woman, you must look for value.
Value?
No. When you buy toothpaste, what do you buy? The smaller size or the medium size?
Is it no use, Pasquale? I'm not going to buy the giant economy size.
Oh, Luigi, you're talking stupid. Remember, good things, they always come in bigger packages.
You mean a little package?
Shut up, but today I'm pushing a bigger package. Luigi, you ain't using your head. Don't you know bachelor life is very good, but it ain't for single fellas. You marry my Rosa, got a nice honeymoon, all expenses are paid. You bring her back into your new house. Carry her across to the threshold.
Carry Rosa across to the threshold? With the what?
The arms, that's what.
Pasquale, you know I'm going to never carry Rosa across to the threshold.
All right, then I buy you a bulldozer and you push her.
No, Pasquale, please. Rosa's a nice girl, but not for me.
Just to tell me, are you going to make me food for this parade tomorrow?
No. I'm not going to have nothing to do with... Sit down, my little pumpkin head.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
Luigi, this parade means a lot to you, eh?
Oh, yes, Pasquale. I'm going to be so proud to walk in my first big parade. I'm going to feel like a real American.
Luigi, I got a way as a guarantee to make you the biggest and the best American in that parade tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful. How, Pasquale?
When the parade is a passionate review in the stand at 9th of Michigan, you're going to explode at the biggest of firecrackers they ever saw.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I think I'm ahead of that shooting off of the firecrackers. That's against the law.
Oh, yes, you're right. But that was before they invented the 4th of July. After the 4th of July, they made illegal the fireworks by passing a 4th Amendment. And this amendment is also called the Taft-Hartley Act. Which is to mean that anybody can shoot off firecrackers unless their name is a Taft or Hartley. What's your name?
Hello, Luigi Bosco.
You lucky pup to you.
How do you know so much about the law?
Well, I'm always like to keep a misinformed. Luigi, you leave everything to your good friend Pasquale. I'm going to buy you the biggest firecrackers in the town.
Oh, Pasquale, you're so wonderful to me. Hey, you think when I'm exploded the firecrackers, they're going to take my name or put my picture in a paper so I'm going to send it to Italy?
Luigi, you don't have to send your picture to Italy. They're going to send you there.
Me? What?
On a goodwill tour. Luigi, tomorrow is really going to be a big day for you. Believe me, when you explode those firecrackers, people are going to be so touched that they're going to be carried away with emotion.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm going to get to you to thank you for that.
That's all right, Luigi. And if my thinking is right, you're going to be carried away, too. Now go. I'm going to take care of everything.
All right, Pasquale. And thank you for everything. Goodbye.
Goodbye, little banana nose. And remember, don't tell anybody how you're going to shoot off fireworks, because then they do it too, and it won't be no surprise.
All right, Pasquale, I'm not telling nobody.
So here's the 4th of July parade is more important than my roast, eh? Well, I fix you here with good. I'm not a mean man, but when somebody's purposely go out of his way not to marry my daughter, I'm the biggest rat in Chicago.
Hello? Police department? This is Pasquale, the rat. I mean, a fellow who's a good friend of yours.
I got a tip for you. Huh? My name? Sorry, but I got to keep my identity under my head. Anyway, if you stand on a Michigan the 9th tomorrow at 12 o'clock when the parade is passed by, you're going to see a fella who's a suddenly go crazy and shoot off a firecrackers and no telling what else he's going to do. You going to watch out for him? Fine. His name is Luigi Bosco. That's all right, the Luigi Bosco. Huh? I should spell it? No, I'm not going to spell it. What do you think I am, a squealer?
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a little thought that's good to keep in mind. It's the fact that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is really a two-way treat. It's a taste treat with lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor, and it's a chewing treat, something good that you can chew on for as long as you want. What's more, this pleasant chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth bright and clean, so it's especially helpful right after a meal. Enjoy healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum often, and be sure that the folks at your house always have some handy. Keep a few packages on the living room table. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, in a few minutes, the Schultz is going to meet me here, and we're going to get it to my first 4th of July parade. Over there, Pasquale's going to hand me the firecrackers, and I'm going to shoot them off. Mamma mia,
Maybe my pictures are going to be in the news of these. Can you imagine? One day you're going to walk into the movies in Italy, and it's going to be double feature. Yeah, Luigi Basco and a Cyrano's of the Bungeracca. Oh, it's going to be a big day.
Luigi, my fellow boobie.
Hello, Schultz.
What's the matter, Luigi? You're talking so shaky.
Well, Schultz, I'm a little nervous. You know, it's my first parade.
Well, maybe you ought to have a little schnifter, too.
You think a snifter is going to make me look bad?
Who wouldn't? You should see my herrings, how beautiful they look when they are pickled. They lose all their nervousness. Last week, I pickled two of them, and today, they were standing up in the barrel, daring me to come down and get them.
Smile, Luigi. I'm only trying to cheer you out.
Thank you, Schultz. I'm a feeling better already. Hey, Schultz, look at all of this food that Pasquale is giving me free for the parade.
No, stop. When Pasquale gives anything away, it's got strings attached. Rosa's apron string.
No, Schultz, there's no strings attached. Pasquale is a very good hat to the man. While I'm walking with a parade, he's a promise to take my picture with her at the new, Polaroid camera.
What?
After the camera where you press the button and the picture comes out in 1 minute. Isn't that the fast?
What so fast? Last week I went to a picture. It was so terrible I came out in 10 seconds. Now, what other favors is Pasquale going to do for you today?
Hmm? Well, I should say, it's a secret. But you're going to find out later.
All right, well, come on. We got to go to the parade now.
Hmm? All right, Schultz, come. Mamma mia, I'm feeling nervous again. Oh,
please, Luigi, stop with that nervous business. Smile, Luigi. Be like me, calm. Always happy, laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
In a moment, and we don't want anyone getting lost.
Oh, this is such fun. Look, I brought the Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, and I brought some strudel.
Wait, you taste my strudel.
I'm a cat of the pizza.
Oh, Himmel, it sounds like the United Nations with heartburn.
Well, don't worry, I brought something American, the bicarbonate of soda.
Schultz, Miss Polly, she's a funnier than you.
Yeah, Miss Polly, maybe you and me, we go on television together, huh? We have a program called Breakfast in Night School.
Hey, look, here comes all of the people that started a parade.
Oh, look, here comes all the factory contingents. Breakers of the Dr. Scholl Foot Path Company. They must be breaking in a new shipment of arch support.
Oh, look how heavy they stamp open doors.
Hey, look, here's another one. Workers of the Swanson, a chicken a fricassee company.
Yeah, and look at that drum major. Instead of carrying a baton, he is waving a chicken. Hey!
All right, class. The parade captain is motioning us. Mr. Basco.
Yes, sir.
You carry the flag.
Me carry the flag? Mamma mia. Please, hold it a flag for me. I'm coming right to back.
Mr. Basco, where are you going?
It's a surprise. I'm coming right to back.
Oh, don't be too long, Luigi.
All right. Hey, Pasquale, what is it, the stuff you brought?
Hey, Luigi, here's the firecrackers. Here's the matches and you light them.
All right. Hey, Pasquale, where are you going?
I'm going to call a cop to make sure he don't miss you.
Thank you, Pasquale. Hey, look, everybody, look. Well, now I'm going to light the next one. Hey, now, look at this one. Hey, what's the matter? Why are you all running away?
Hey, who's lighting all these firecrackers?
That's me, officer. I'm the one.
Oh, yeah? Let me have that.
All right, to hear it. what's happening to the policeman?
Luigi, I tell you, you got nothing to worry about. I'm going to get you the best lawyer there is, and I'll have you out of jail in 15 to 20 years.
And but, Pasquale, you told me it was not against the law to shoot off of the firecrackers.
Well, I made a mistake. But believe me, the whole thing was purely intentional. Besides, who told you to hand the cop of the firecracker in his hand? You know, when he climbed down from that lamppost, he was ready to kill you.
Mamma mia, that's the worst day of my life. I would do anything to get out of this.
Anything, Luigi?
Well, almost anything.
Listen, Luigi, visiting time is almost up. In 2 minutes, you're going to be up in front of the judge. If you marry my Rose, I get her the best lawyer in the town. We put up your bail. He's the habeas of your corpus. Then we drag your case through the court for 5 or 6 years. By that time, you get your citizen papers, your cases are dismissed. What do you say, my son?
All right, Papa.
Good. I call in the bashful bride. Rosa! 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 Come here, my little shrinking violet. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, guess what? Luigi is about to offer you his hand. What do you say to that?
Papa, what am I going to do with 3 hands?
Oh, stop.
All right, time's up. Vasco, follow me.
Don't worry, Luigi. I've got to take care of everything.
Hear ye, hear ye. Court is now in session. Judge Mitchell presiding.
Your Honor, all these men here are charged with violation of the fireworks ordinance.
Please, Your Honor, I'm a threat to be good American. I'm no noise against the law.
Pay no attention to that fellow, Judge. He's a get the good lawyer to defend you.
Quiet. I'll have no comments in the courtroom.
No, stop, stop. I heard all about it and I came as quick as I could. It's not Luigi's fault. It's that Pasquale. He got Luigi all for shimmers.
Quiet. Quiet. If I hear another outburst, I'll clear this court. Now, you men. Every year at this time, I get a group of men who continue violating a very important safety ordinance. Almost every city in the United States as a 4th of July spectacle where you may witness a fireworks display in a safe and sane way. Why you persist in endangering your life and the lives of your children and your property, I cannot understand.
But, Judge, I'm always a try to be good American.
You're all good American. Wait, I'll give you a chance to prove it. Let's hear you all sing the Star Spangled Banner. All right, come on.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed in the twilight's last gleaming?
For your stripes and
bright stars through the perilous fight.
Or the ramparts we watched was so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, bombs was bursting in the air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
You. What's your name?
Luigi Pasco.
Don't be frightened. The case against you is dismissed. You're the only person I've ever heard sing the Star-Spangled Banner through from beginning to end.
Thank you, Judge.
Mr. Basco, if you've taken the time to memorize our national anthem, you must be a good citizen.
I'm not a second stanza, too.
That makes him two good citizens.
But, Judge, you can't let him go. I'm going to hire him a lawyer.
Yeah, who are you?
He's Pasquale, the fellow that gave Luigi the firework.
Yes, that's not true.
Well, I've got nothing against you for that. In fact, I'd like to get some fireworks myself.
You would?
Why, certainly. But I don't know where to get them. You'd be a friend of mine if you'd tell me.
Well, in that case, Judge, I'm happy to be of service to you. Pasquale's a spaghetti palace at 23 North Halstead Street.
That's all I want to know. I thought you were the guilty party. 2 days in jail.
Hey, wait, Judge, wait! Luigi, where you going, my son?
I'm gonna get to your lawyer. Heavier to your coffers, Papa. So, Mamma Mia, after I'ma get out of court, I'ma join a parade, and I'ma have the most wonderful time of my life. At the end of a parade, there was a big sign which shows a picture of a Declaration of Independence, which was signed by great Americans. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Mamma Mia, isn't it a funny thing? These great men realized this almost 200 years ago. And some people still don't understand it. Well, good night, Mamma Mia. I'd like to wish you a happy July 4th, but by the time you're going to get this letter, it's going to be 2 weeks later. So I'm wishing you happy July the 18th. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Life with Luigi was transcribed and is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. So folks, until we're back on the air, 7 weeks from now with Life with Luigi, this is Bob Stevenson speaking.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.